Luna's in Scorpio, and the plot thickens. Welcome to episode 73 in season 4 of Christo's Astrology. Here's my reading of the zeitgeist for Wednesday, March 3rd, 2021. Scorpio Luna trines Piscean Venus in her sextile to Taurian Uranus at 8:39 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Well, sometimes life is like a story, and you need an interesting problem to solve when you'd much, much rather have smooth sailing. So expect your current plot to thicken. Hey, it's all for the good, you know? At least your story is about to get so much more interesting. Luna reaches a quincunx to Aries Chiron in his sextile to Aquarian Saturn and quintile to Capricorn Pluto at 8:49 a.m. Yep, there it is. The first monkey wrench. I can't tell you what it is, except it sure seems to have something to do with health. Or at least the choices you make concerning health. Who knows? Luna opposes Uranus in his square to Saturn at 9:22 a.m. Hey, it's no use trying to fight against the current here. You're not a fish swimming upstream. You're just a normal person having to deal with a sudden, difficult paradox. Just don't worry. It's not exactly a rock and a hard place. It's just an unusual dilemma. Luna squares Saturn at 11:05 a.m. I know, you don't want to make any mistakes here. Except, the stakes really aren't as high as they seem. And naturally, we always learn the most and the best from the damn things. Luna biquintiles the Gemini Dragon's Head in its square to Piscean Sol and trine to the Mercury-Jupiter conjunction in Aquarius at 12:32 p.m. See? Your future just got a hell of a lot brighter. Sure, someone points out your mistake before you see it. Turns out you both benefit. Venus exactly sextiles Uranus at 5:09 p.m. This could be a big turning point in your story, as long as you choose to go with it. It's a real plot twist, one that you probably should embrace. Might even prove to be lucrative. Luna biquintiles Chiron at 6:50 p.m. Are there any good zombies? For sure, this must be one. Time to revive a practice that you let slide some time ago. Luna trines Sol at 6:52 p.m. See? Sometimes, like now, there are immediate benefits to doing what's best for your psychic health. Luna quintiles Pluto at 8:01 p.m. Expect to be able to use what you learned from your big mistake. And it's going to make you feel like a rock star. Luna reaches a quincunx to the Dragon's Head at 10:28 p.m. Okay, so you're not a rock star. And you're not accomplished enough to teach what you've just learned. Baby steps, okay? Well, thanks for listening. Have a great day. And I'll see you tomorrow. Alrighty then. Ciao a tutti.